You have the guitar in the house there, Dave. Is that an affirmative? I can't tell. You don't have it, huh?
No, that's wrong.
Pauline is doing better than I am with this. Let's try this. Is that better? Do you like guitars? I don't really, you know, I just use them for tools. Anyway, this is on the bluegrass charts lately, and I want to send this one out to Pete and Kitsy Kuykendall. Thank you for putting my name in your magazine. Well, I got an email from you, darling. Said you sent me a file. It was a full-length picture, JPEG format. Back in just a minute. We're gonna play one a little down. Wind it down just a little bit, go up in a key. We use a lot of the same notes we used in the last song, that was in G. But we put them in a different sequence and it gives that illusion of variety that we like in bluegrass. You know, my friend John Herman, he taught me the rule, which is that, it's a hypothesis anyway, that bluegrass is better than it sounds. Then I was reading in the New York Times the other day, there's new findings, and they found it's really not as good as it sounds. But we're gonna keep playing it no matter what. This is. Ballad for you. Hey. song, an old ballad, like I say, I learned this from Kentucky, where they claim to have invented the toothbrush. Anyway, anywhere else it would have been called the toothbrush. Anyway, but really West Virginia invented it, where I'm from. Anyway, let's see. This is one of those. Everybody doing okay out there? I think maybe she said I do. I'm pretty sure. Something good happening. I hope it is good. This is an amazing community, folks. I want to say this is a song about a guy going off to war, and he's thinking he's away. And they're always away in these old ballads. They're always away for 7 years. I don't know what that's about. Let's hope that the guys that are gone now are back before that time. And this is called I've Been a Foreign Lander for Many Years.